all you cartoon addicts out there. Get ready to dive into another thrilling episode of the Cartoon Rewind Podcast. But it's just not just the old regular Cartoon Rewind Podcast. It is our toy edition, which is our favorite. And of course, I am your host, Frank. And joining me, as always, are my partners in crime, the Wonder Twins themselves. Of course, I'm talking about Rolly and the walking encyclopedia of all cartoons and toys. You know I'm talking about Gemini himself. Now, before we get into today's toy episode, remember to smash that subscribe button, drop us a comment, and throw a like our way. Oh, and by the way, because we're doing a toy edition, I want to remind everyone that really soon, in a couple of weeks, maybe this week, we will be launching our official toy store. And of course, my boy Rolly can talk a little bit more about that in a second. But also throw us a like our way. Catch us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever your podcast cravings take you. And hey, don't miss us on Instagram and TikTok for even more cartoon clips. Rolly, how are we doing,
amazing,
buddy?
Amazing, yes. Doing really good. And yes, see, we do have the Cartoon Rewind store is officially open, at least by the airing of this podcast, seeing that last week we just aired one from June. So by the airing of this podcast, I can guarantee you our toy store is open. So if you're a collector, because we do have a great selection of collector toys, or you're looking for new toys, we get new toys being added all the time. So please check us out at cartoonrewind.com. You can also catch our podcast there and maybe find the toy of your dreams. So thank you very much.
And if you're a G.I. Joe fan, you know we have a lot of 25th anniversary toys on there.
That's our spotlight right now, G.I. Joe's.
Yeah, but soon it's going to be Transformers, too.
Let's see. Unless I decide to keep it. That's the only bad thing.
That's the only challenge of
owning a toy store is an online toy store.
We want to keep it all. Yes.
Mr. Gemini. The toy guru.
What's up, D?
The spelling guru.
So who is the girl in the
obviously
Wonder
it's you.
I'm not the girl. I'm definitely not the girl.
I'm the one that starts with Z.
They both start with Z.
I am the animal. I don't know which is the animal.
You're the girl.
That's the girl, bro. That's the girl.
Yeah, well, you're the liquid.
Hey, whatever.
You're the sister.
I can put myself in a bucket all day. I don't mind.
Frank's a monkey.
I guess. What was the monkey's name? Gleek?
Yep.
Was it Gleek? Okay.
Yes.
And I just feel like Xana and Zara. I don't know what the names are.
Isn't that the brothers and sisters for Zartan?
That's
Zarana and Xandor.
Ah, there you go. I was close.
So, all right. Yes.
So, Rolly, which toy from back in the days are we going to talk about today, buddy?
I can give you a little hint. Maybe that'll get your juices.
What's that
maybe
hint?
That'll
What's
get
that
your hint? Juices flowing. Get everybody going. And that is...
In the near future, Doc Terror and his cyborg companion Hacker unleash their forces to conquer Earth.
Ah, Centurions.
Only one force can stop this evil. A handful of brave men. Specially created exo-brains, they can be transported anywhere. To fuse with incredible assault weapon systems, beamed down from the space station
power
Skybolt.
Is...
Becoming man and machine. Power Extreme.
Power Extreme.
Max Ray. Brilliant Sea Operations Commander.
Yep.
Jake Rockwell, rugged land operations specialist. Ace McCloud, daring air operations expert. Whatever the challenge, they are ready. The Centurions.
Power extreme. Because it's the 80s. Everything is extreme.
With an X is cool. Everything with an X is cool, yes. Or with a Z at the end. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. So, in this week, we are reviewing the whole toy line because there wasn't a lot. We're going to review the whole toy line for the Centurions. It's a cartoon and toy based. Came out in 1985 or 86. I'm not sure.
I came out with confidence.
Did you get bit?
No, I just couldn't remember. Let me see. 85. I was right. Woof.
No, you wasn't. You were waffling between 85 and 86.
I don't know. I remember me saying 85. Maybe it sounded a little insecure or not sure.
I heard you say 85. I heard you say 85.
And I said it like a man, too. I'll fix it. Exactly. I'll fix it in post editing.
There you go.
So, all right. So we have. So, Dwayne, do you want to tell us the backstory? I'll put you in the spot. Do you know the backstory of? I mean, we just saw it on the. We just heard it. We just heard it in the intro, but.
Well, it's post global warming because.
So it could be. This could happen next year.
Yeah, it could be.
Yes.
Because Tom Selleck, a.k.a. Max Ray, was born in Seattle, and Seattle was underwater. They had a big wall.
Really?
A huge wall holding back the water from Seattle. And he became an oceanographer. He came with the military and stuff like that. And that's how he became, that's how he got interested in the ocean. Ace was a test pilot. I think he started out in Vegas, and he became a test pilot for, what are they called? Damn it.
Blue Angels?
No. The organization they're with, the World Something.
Oh, man.
Anyway, and then there was, Jake was a, the army guy, he went to the army, and then they met up to that Sky Vault. Damn it. I keep forgetting. Somebody help me out.
What, the name of Sky Vault, or?
No, the story, because.
Oh, well, that's what we're asking you.
I was doing it off the top of my head. I didn't put it in the computer.
I know you're doing pretty damn good, though.
Yeah, you're doing great.
With this knowledge. But,
Cause I know,
but there's no Wikipedia for this.
No, Doc Terror was
Terror was the bad guy.
Yeah, he was a scientist and he wanted to rule the world by making everyone computers or cyborgs.
Okay, so So I found the Wikipedia page, guys. I got it. I was gonna pretend that I knew it, but I'm not. So, 21st century, the cyborg mad scientist Doc Terror seeks to conquer the Earth and turn its inhabitants into robot slaves, just like Dwayne said. Yeah. His assistant cyborg companion is Hacker, and he has an army of robots. All right, so you have the Centurions, the team. We got Max Ray, Jake Rockwell, and Ace McCloud dressed in their specially created exo frames that allow them to, upon shouting, Power Extreme, to fuse with incredible assault weapon systems, becoming what the show calls man and machine together as one. The base is up in Skyboat, where the operator, Crystal Kane, uses a transporter to send to the Centurions and the requested weapons to wherever they need. They have relay stations across the world, such as Ice Castle, Sand Castle, Fire Castle. And there's a dog named Shadow and Lucy the orangutan. So.
There's an orangutan? There's an
orangutan, yes. Yeah. And they don't use regular cities, so New York is called Centrum. So every.
Yeah, you know, I don't remember the cartoon at all, man.
What? You don't remember that cartoon?
I don't remember the cartoon at all. And actually, that clip that you just showed, Rolly, I was like, okay, it looks kind of cool, but I just don't remember this cartoon at all, man.
And then later on, in addition to,
let me rephrase that. I'm sorry. I remember the cartoon. I don't remember seeing it. I don't remember.
I do remember seeing it. This cartoon also, it's just not those three. Later on, they did add a little more diversity. Yes. So you have Rex Charger and John Thunder. So Rex Charger, obviously, he's a black guy.
No. Rex Charger's not a black guy.
He's Chinese?
The other one was
Chinese?
Oh, he's white. He's white.
No.
Rex Charger's white.
Look at it.
Yeah, Rick sounds like a white guy's name, bro.
Well, that's Rex, by the way.
Or Rex. Yeah, that's a white man's name.
Don's a red. I need to double check this guy. But there's also. But how about John Thunder?
Yeah, he's Indian.
Oh, that's black.
No, he's Indian. He's Navajo.
He's Apache. Oh, Rex Charger is white. He's Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
He's basically Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Obviously he does explosives, because you know his last name is Charger.
No, he's a rich scientist who's trying to. That's his all his stuff. Does with energy.
Oh, so
he doesn't blow stuff. He's Iron Man. Yeah, like that.
I am Iron Man.
All right, so that's a premise. Not much to it. Right now we're looking at, if you're watching YouTube, thank you. Stay tuned for any bloopers at the end. I don't know if there are any, but the way me and I talk sometimes, I'm pretty sure.
Same here, buddy.
So
same
this
here.
Week, as usual, we are using TransformerLand.com. Again, great source for every... We're not basing our cartoons, we promise. The toy review is based on this website. Just so happens they have everything, so thank you guys. So I am sharing all the action figures. So, again, I only have in this wave here that I'm showing here. I don't think they're not showing the... I have Max Ray, Junk Rockwell, John, Jake, all these people. Jake Rockwell.
Well, there's Max Ray.
Who's Max Ray?
Right there, the guy in the green.
But Max Ray, isn't he one of the originals? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Max Ray, Ace, and Jake. And then the bad guy is Doc Terror and Hacker.
There's no picture of Hacker.
I'm going to have to look up Hacker. Okay, don't Google just Hacker, because FBI starts FBI starts coming at you. Hacker is a dummy though in a cartoon, but I can show you some toys on him. All right, so let's see. First of all, did any of us have any toys of Centurions?
No, not me.
I did not.
I didn't even know the cartoon existed, so I guess not.
Well, no. I knew the cartoon existed. I knew it. I just don't remember watching any episodes.
I enjoyed it.
I remember not liking the toys at all because they look cheesy as hell.
Why are they cheesy?
Look at Doc Terror. Look at the...
No, let's start here. Let's start with Ace, which is...
Okay, But you know the classified figures, they're the same size as the classified figures.
And pretty good articulation for 1985.
86, yeah. So I was like, huh?
I believe it.
And it wasn't just a figure. So you had a figure that came with the basic accessory. So right now, I'm sharing it on the screen. This is Ace McCloud. Get it? Ace because he flies. McCloud because cloud. Okay.
Yeah. Is he the leader?
No. There's really no leader.
No.
No, Max Ray is the leader. Tom Selleck. Yeah, Tom Selleck is the leader.
All right, so as you can see here, you have the basics, though. You had some weapons, which is the red ones, and then you had the propellers and the jet engines, and then obviously his mask. Yep.
And one, go back. And one feature of the toy is, if you look at the middle ring right there. No, in the, okay. the jetpack. Whatever you put in there and you spun it, the corresponding front part spun also. It was an action feature.
Was it?
Yes.
Look at that. This is how it looks like at the top. So whatever is in here is what he's talking about. Yeah. And then look at the helmet. Yes. Detailed helmet. Okay. And then, and also, it wasn't just this one toy, though, because they came accessories and other playsets that interacted with this.
Hello?
With this feature.
Oh, he disappeared? So
I disappeared completely.
Okay. So what he was talking about was...
Oh, we're still recording.
Yes, we are.
Uno. We're back. Yes, what were we saying when I rudely interrupted us? All right, so what I was saying is that all these accessories, this is just not the one version of it. You can get, as you enhance him, you can get separate assault weapon pack, like this one. Skybolt.
Skybolt and Orbital Interceptor.
Look at that. So he gets right in the middle of this.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. You see that, Frank Flores?
See it.
So it's not just that. You have all this, and look at that. That's freaking overpower right there. Look at that. So it was just not just that one simple toy. It's evolved, and then you can kind of mix and match, too, make your own. So.
I think it was because when I was younger, I didn't dig the holes on the
okay,
chest.
Hold on. Time out. Did you say hole or holes?
Holes.
The wickles.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the holes.
Not the women that I see on the side. No, not those. Now, did you know, Rolly, go back?
Back, yes.
So the assault weapon systems.
Yes.
Do you know which one of these eight is the most expensive one that has sold on eBay? And D, I need to take a guess without Googling.
I'm going to go Wowweasel.
Wowweasel? Okay.
Fathom Fan.
Battle Fan? Okay.
Fathom Fan.
I don't see that one.
Yeah, I don't see it either.
It's prototype from the second wave.
Gotcha. Well, believe it or not, the one that's sold from the options that I'm seeing there, the most expensive one was, believe it or not, the Swing Shot was the most expensive one that sold. You ready?
Yes.
$3,650 on February 17th, 2021.
And that's the one with the battery, right?
Let's take a look here.
Hey, your screen.
I'm sharing the vehicle, so obviously this will be Rex Charge. No, not Rex Charger. This is Jake's Rockwell's, because he's the land operation. So obviously this is land. Because he handled Fire Force, Wowweasel, Detonator, Hornet, Swing Shot, and Awesome Auger.
Mm-hmm.
For all his vehicles.
And D, the answer to your question is yes, my friend.
Yes, what?
Yes, what? Yeah. I forgot what his question was.
If it moves, rotates and all that, yes.
Well, I know it moves. That wasn't a question for me.
No, but you asked. If that was the one, and I wasn't sure, so I had to look it up.
No,
why are you getting so mean? Why are you getting so mean, Dwayne?
No,
that was kind of mean.
No, right?
I didn't say
Frank,
move.
Frank, bring him coming for the hug.
Whatever.
Come here. Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
I didn't say move. I said, is that the one with the battery? That's what I said.
Well, if it moves, yes. Okay.
Just because you're in the witness protection plan, don't mean that you have to be mean to me.
Whatever. Right?
I'm sensitive.
Thank you.
Yeah, but believe it or not, bro, $3,650, that's almost $4,000.
Yeah, and it goes to this character right here.
Well, you can put it on anybody, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can, an air guy doesn't know how to handle land vehicles.
I get it. But technically, you can put anybody in there, and you can mix all the weapons up, right?
Listen, if you have a hole, you can put it in there.
Put something in it.
Yeah, they all had the same. You know, they all had the same multiple. Did they all have the same multiple holes?
Yeah, they did.
All right. Let me see, because I thought I saw Ace had more, but no. Well, he has. See, Ace only has. 7 holes. Yeah, just thinking. And Jake has 7 holes. I told you, same holes. Same holes. Frank, how many holes you got?
I got too many to count, buddy.
All right.
Yeah.
So
now the ones that I pay for, or that I don't pay for?
No, you don't pay for it. You're not that kind of gentleman. You're a gentleman.
He's a gigolo. He's a gigolo.
He's a gentleman.
I am not a gigolo.
He's a gigolo.
If he was a gigolo, he'd be getting paid.
Exactly.
I said what I said. I didn't stutter.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you getting all defensive now?
I know.
And we'll turn on the light so everybody can see your face. And then your cover is blown. For those of you, again, for those listening to us, Mr. the Toy Guru is sitting in a dark room. We can't see his face.
Nothing.
Read the hat.
Just a hat. Just a hat. Okay, it was just a hat. So, all right, so that is going back. So, Jake, that is Jake, and Jake from State Farm.
Yes.
And he uses the detonator right here, which, again, pretty awesome looking machine. I don't think we have it. We don't have the box art for it. So, you have the detonator. He also uses, thank God, the color coordinate things, so we know
that's
who.
That's true. That's true.
Then you have the Hornet, because that's where the land guy can fly when he has to.
Ooh, and it's a helicopter.
It's a helicopter. Yes. I tell you, Kenner had all the cool toys in the 80s.
That is true.
And look at machine guns. He had machine guns right in front of his face. He had missile launchers.
He could
ski. Land assault. It's a land assault vehicle with a propeller, which it's a kind of oxymoron. What's the other one he has? Slingshot we talked about, and Wild Weasel is my favorite because that's the one that he turns into the Batmobile. See?
Not the Batmobile.
Is it a vehicle?
It's a vehicle. It's a motorcycle.
Nice.
But then he can stand up too, and he can shoot while he stands up.
Also, it's an ectosuit plus a motorcycle.
Yeah, and then he goes down, boom, becomes a motorcycle with more cannons.
And that's the reason why you like the Wild Weasel, which I don't blame you.
Thank you.
I would too. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Oh, yeah, I'm starting to think that I should have liked these toys as a kid.
Too late.
It's too late. Well, it's not too late. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
I'm talking about
it's not too late now.
I'm talking about the kid part.
Oh,
well, Rolly, go back.
The Dwayne's throwing shade over there. No wonder he's in the dark.
Right. Scroll down.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Can you guess which is the second most expensive one that's sold?
Seablast. Seabat.
Nice. Virtual high five, dude. Yes.
Thank you. You know why?
Why?
And I'll show you right now.
Because it's rare.
All these pieces are gone. To find one with all the hoses and all the missiles and gun, it's a lot of pieces. So these hoses get lost because kids don't know how to take care of stuff.
That is true. Yep. But that is, believe it or not, the second most expensive one. It sold for $1,025.
Shoot.
And it sold in June 26, 2014 on eBay.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, Max Ray, I like all these fun facts. Are you? I wonder where. Oh, because I know where you got the website from. I got you.
AKA Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck, which is the leader.
Tom Selleck.
He's a commander. When he's not here, he's fighting crime in Hawaii.
He's the one that goes in the water, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He is the brilliant sea operations commander. The calm and collected de facto leader of the team. Donning a green exoframe suit and sporting a fine mustache. I don't know who wrote these things.
But hey, that is a fine looking mustache though, bro.
Yes.
Come on. Not too many people can pull off a mustache like that.
Yeah, just him and Tom Selleck.
Exactly.
Oh no, Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds, thank you.
Yes. So his toy, his card is the card on his toy says that he exercises regularly from California to Hawaii and back. So you can see here, let me see if they have his box art. No, they don't have his box art. But he has it here. These are accessories. Now he came with, he came with five. So he had the Cruiser, Tidal Blast, Death Charger, Seabat, and Phantom Fan. Which I don't think they, I don't think this set has all of them here. Nice. But here's a Death Charger.
There it is. Okay.
All right. Pretty cool looking.
That's all right.
I wonder if it float in water. That'd be nice. The next one is, we talked about it, the Seabat, which is basically just a motorized jet engine thing, kind of.
Yeah, for underwater.
For underwater.
It's, what's his name? Black Manta.
Wetsuit?
Black Manta.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wetsuit had, didn't Wetsuit have something like that, a handheld one?
Yeah, he did.
That he could use?
No. His backpack.
His backpack? Okay.
Yes.
So same thing. This was just a little more extreme. That's the word of the day. Everybody, our new thing now is a drinking game for our listeners. We have a drinking name. And whenever we say the code word, you get to take a shot. The code word for this week's is extreme.
Yes.
And for our listeners on YouTube, if you look over my shoulder, we have Centurions on the screen.
There you go.
So, all right, and let me see, and that's all we have here for their weapons. Then let's talk about the bad guys.
Rolly, real quick.
Yes, please.
You ready?
Talk to me.
D, how much do you think he sold for back on April 20, 2016? How much do you think he sold for?
700.
Okay, Rolly.
$356.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
He is the highest one that has sold for $1,000.
Damn.
For the figure. $1,000.
Wow. Yep. Now, this guy came with a lot. He had parts that added to himself, plus half of him was separate.
Yeah, he could merge with Hacker.
He could merge with Hacker. Or he also had additional parts that could be added to.
Yes, but he looks.
Which are not here. Where is the Rex Charger? They don't really talk too much. Let me see. Yeah, the Cyborg. So you had Doc Terror, and that's it. And they didn't have much else. But I know he had a cool helmet.
That's the only thing that's cool about it, the helmet.
But they didn't have much on him after that. Then you had the drones right here. Not much you could do after that.
Hey, Rolly, stop right there real quick.
Not a lot. It's not a big toy line.
No, it wasn't.
This is the Centurions. This is the bad guys. This is the Doom Droid Staffer. Strafer. Am I saying that right? Strafer. So, all right. And that's pretty much it. The only other one that was available was Hacker. You can see him here. A little better view right here. Loading now, maybe. Probably. Not loading. All right. I'll go back to this one. But you can kind of see him here. He looks like this. Let's see if one of these should load. Share this. You see him right there? $10.
Yeah, what, but you know,
this is a 3D print.
Lame, right?
Why?
Even the bad guy looks lame. Like you said, the only thing that I find cool about the bad guy, the main one, the one in red, is his helmet. I agree with you on that. That's about it. But I think it's like the bad guys are cheesy.
You think so? I don't know.
That drone? The second one you showed? The drone? Uh-huh. I think it's cheesy as hell.
Well, the drone is just a robot drone that you can attach parts to it, and then the other characters can have parts to it.
Mm-hmm. So that was the gimmick?
And Hacker also comes with a helmet. Other bad guys have helmets. Yeah, that was the gimmick. Yeah. So.
Did you know that they actually sold an actual wearable helmet for them?
I did not, no.
Yeah. Look at this. It made noises and everything, dude. It sold for like about $530 in 2020. Mm-hmm.
Let's see here.
Buy two, get one free.
Yeah. And that dome drone, the one that you showed, the second one, the one in green, that sold for $600.
Every time I'm trying to show you it with the helmet, but I always keep on going back to the same character, the same website. Everyone I show with the helmet and everything. Let me see if I can find.
Can I show the unproduced line that was supposed to come out?
Yeah, do it.
Go for it, man. Yeah.
Do it. Because it's only been 15 minutes and we're done with Centurion toy line.
Because it wasn't much, but.
No, but we got some cartoons. I mean, some cartoons. We got some commercials to share, and we'll talk about the new Centurions, aka.
This was the Gatling Guard, prototype from what's his name.
And this is what they were supposed to make, but they never did.
That's correct.
Okay, and that glows in the dark.
Yes, and you had a battery. You had a battery in the. This part was a D battery. It lit up.
Oh, damn, a D battery. Yeah, not an A, not a double, a triple A, but a D battery.
And this was Rex Charger.
You had to have that D battery. You had to get that D battery to make sure that toy lasted for a while.
Yeah, right?
And there you go.
Oh, damn.
Right. So let me see here. The other thing I'll show now. Hold on. Is.
Oh, wait.
Go.
Strilo.
Well, can you. While these doing that, can you guess how much Ace McCloud sold for?
I'm going to go with $600.
I'm going to go with.
$600?
Yes.
I'm gonna go with $750.
Nice. You ready? $1,000.
Again? Everything's $1,000.
$1,000.
The same guy buying the same thing?
And remember that death charger?
Yeah.
Yes.
That also sold for $1,000.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the same guy buying everything.
Yeah.
This was the Strato Strike for Ace.
Oh, that actually looks pretty cool.
No, they all look cool.
Yeah, I'm second guessing myself as a child right now.
I like accessories. If you listen long enough, if you listen long enough to this, you know that I like accessories. So all these extra pieces. So I only had one. I had Ace, and I sold them as from another kid, and I barely had any accessories. So.
And now
and I never got another one.
We have the awesome auger for Jake.
The drill. look at see? He stands up.
I'm sorry, but that's cheesy.
He can walk with it.
That's cheesy as hell right there.
That's what I remember, that one.
And then we have, where is it? Rex Charger as a figure. I don't think they have a picture, but he was.
Oh, man, he does look like Chuck Norris.
Told you he looked like Chuck Norris.
Then we have John Thunder as a figure.
The Apache.
And we have
hear the song. You hear the Apache song, man?
And his weapon system was.
A toy guy better not be a bow and arrow.
Stealth arrow.
That does look like an arrow.
Dirt.
Look. That's a bow, bro.
Damn, bro. Stereotyping that poor guy.
Stereotyping big time.
And that was it. All the unproduced for Wave 2.
I was just going to show Frank a little better version. Well, not Frank. Our watchers. Who cares about Frank? The toy's a little better. So you have him here. And this is how it looks like. Which, again, I think when... I think when you put on the suits, they look pretty badass.
Now, these are the 80s ones, right?
These are the 80s ones.
Okay.
These are the 80s ones. See them there?
Mm-hmm.
See how the side also had the hose? You can put them in different positions. And then you have...
So many hose.
Then different area codes. You have Jake Rockwell right here. Alternative packing. But there he looks, all his stuff there.
You know, Jake Rockwell sounds like a porn name.
Probably was. And then Max Ray. Get it? Ray, like Manta Ray?
Yep.
And there it is in box.
Those little puns that they always throw in the 80s.
Always. And this is how they look with their initial loadout.
Okay, see, so. Putting that freaking...
this one here?
No, the guy in green.
Uh-huh.
That freaking fin, tail, wing, whatever you call it, the front chest. Yeah, no, that's like...
But he's underwater, though.
Oh, so he is underwater. Okay.
He's going forward. Same thing with the ace. Yeah, he's going forward.
That's like a hydrofoil type of thing. Okay,
exactly.
I get it. Yeah. Okay. That's what guys the water, dude.
He's got three weapons. He has phaser. He has cannons and three on each hand. Plus in his chest, he has rifles and he has a missile in the back. And his legs are the jets. Don't tell me.
What?
Don't tell me this guy is power extreme.
Yes, he is.
Extreme.
Yes.
And these are the bad guys. See the bad guy there?
And lame.
They can combine. What are you talking about, lame?
I'm sorry. They look cheesy as hell, man.
He's a robot. He's a cyborg. Look at that. And then Hacker.
That one leg doesn't even touch the human leg doesn't even touch the ground.
It was a little one leg. Well.
I'm sorry, but that's just cheesy, man.
And they can make they made the ultimate Uniborg. There it is.
There it is right there. Yes. Because they went together.
So the human parts, do those two go together too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they can share each other. And they know each other's feelings.
They mind meld with each other.
Yeah. And see, they don't show it there. And then see? They can join with others.
Yeah, that's so cheesy, bro. I'm sorry.
Not that cheesy. It's not that.
Yes, the bad guys are cheesy, bro.
Look at that.
And you know I'm a fan of the bad guys. So I'm a little bit upset about that.
He's upset.
Yeah. He's upset. You didn't even buy a toy. He's upset.
I know, right?
Are you Transformers 1 upset? Let's gauge your upsetness.
I'm starting to come around with the whole Transformers 1 thing. That second trailer was like, okay, maybe, you know what I mean? I'll give it a try.
See,
oh, there's cool a motorcycle one.
There's a motorcycle one, yes.
Wild Weasel.
Yeah, but look at his hands. They just hover there like that?
He holds on to the gun, man. What are you talking about?
Where?
Or you can put guns into his hands.
And move the arms upwards.
He's holding.
Or backwards.
He's holding a helmet.
Okay.
He's holding a helmet.
No, but the other picture. He's saying when he's in vehicle mode.
Yeah, vehicle mode.
He can't put his hand on the ground. He'll drag his knuckles.
No, but there's no place for him to put his hands.
He holds on to the thingy.
Look
at like that flying cycle from freaking He-Man.
All right, these are his arrows. He's a giant bow and arrow missile.
You see that?
I told you it was the 80s.
Oh man. This is the figures, Chuck Norris figure and the Apache. This is the Asian that Daenerys did.
Those are the unproduced figures, yeah.
Yeah. It's a Chino.
Oh.
Thunderknife.
Or is it Thunderknife. Also, it's still back to the Apache.
You know how much he sold for?
$1,000.
$1,500.
$799.99 on November 17th, 2011.
Look at this one. Yeah. This one grows in the dark.
That's something that D would buy.
We have bad taste sometimes. I don't know. I don't know why we're friends sometimes. How can we be friends? How can we be friends?
Because I'm awesome.
How can we be friends? That's the last podcast. This is you're extreme now.
Yes,
it's power extreme.
Power extreme.
All right, so that I just wanted to share that. So for the most part, we kind of did a crash course on Centurions. Not a lot of material to work with. So with that being said, Frank.
Yes.
Well, let's do a rating system, right? We have, I forget what our rating system is. We've done like six of these. I still don't know what our rating system is. Pass, right, is a pass.
Well,
give me the don't explain it to me. Just give me what they. What
don't
the
you have commercials?
Oh yeah, I do.
Thank you, and I have a clip I want to show.
That's right. Okay. All right.
We could have still did our raid as well after the commercials or before the commercials.
Right. It's okay. This will go in the blooper area because Dwayne messed up.
How did I mess up?
Dwayne always got to mess shit up, man.
Wow.
Thank you. All right. So we have this commercial from 1986. And there we go.
McLeod, daring air operations expert.
Toy commercial.
It's not a toy commercial.
Give it time. Look at that.
It's listing the... Is thingies.
Like I said, look at this toy commercial that I have here.
There you go. There you go.
Jake Rockwell, Ace McCloud, and Doc Terry.
Jake Rockwell.
Look at that.
Porn star.
Let's do it. My name is Doc Terry. Look how big he was, too.
How lame it looks.
They're lame. Shot things and everything.
Oh, lame.
Now, stop here, fall. Right, Jake?
Right, Ace.
New Centurions. Jake Rockwell, Ace McCloud, and Doc Terror come as shown, each sold separately.
Dude, I'm telling you, I...
You tell me what?
Jake Rockwell, I think it was one of the porn star actors from Boogie Nights. I'm telling you, man.
All right, folks.
You know what? I think I'm going to have to see if I can find a full episode, and we're going to have to do a... Whatchamacallit, a review on that cartoon, man.
Boy, I tell you. Y'all don't want to complete this episode, I see.
Technology. Why? I'm telling you.
It's still recording.
Yes. What, you guys, am I gone?
Can't see your face.
Yeah, we can't see you. Yeah. Were you guys able to see my clip?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you can't see me. I'm doing you guys a favor then. But as long as you can hear me, we're good then.
Exactly, we're buddy. Good. Exactly.
But yeah, that cartoon will know. That cartoon will be. It's an enjoyable cartoon. I think you would like it.
I'm gonna see if I can find a full episode, and I would definitely want to review it with you guys.
YouTube. Right. It's on YouTube.
Yeah. Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
YouTube.
YouTube. For David. For David. Don't forget David.
So, all right. So, Mr. Toy Guru, is it okay for us to review?
Yeah.
Provide some feedback.
Yeah.
And then we'll jump into based on that. There's some stuff I want to share.
Perfect.
Can you?
All right. So for our toy edition, we do have a rating system, and this, of course, is the toy edition rating. We have collect, which means you owned it when you were younger. And you would own it again today. Flip, which means you'll buy it to sell it. And then pass, which means would never own it.
Okay, sorry. Hold on. Right now when you're going, I looked at my phone and I did not hear a word you said. What are the three again?
Not a problem. You ready? Collect, flip, and pass.
Collect, flip, and pass. Got it. Yes. Learned it.
Yep.
Got it.
He'll forget next week, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Well,
so, Rolly, you go first, then collect. And then myself, and then D.
Collect.
Collect?
Okay. I would collect these. If okay, but with me, you know, anything I do, it has to be the price is right.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
The price has to be right. And, man, I just always liked them as a kid, never bought them. But... And plus, you're telling me it's $1,000 for toys, so I don't think I'm going to collect. But
yeah, that's
if I could, I would collect. It's not a big toy line, which is why it's so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's, but yeah, I would collect it. Yeah, and it was very enjoyable.
Okay. I never owned them, but I would have to do a collect also. But I never owned them, though. But I would definitely collect some of the good guys. Definitely none of the bad guys. None of the bad guys at all I will collect. But definitely some of the good guys. And some of the Power Extreme.
Extreme.
Yeah. Yes. Especially, which is the one that you like? The Weasel?
Yes. The Wild Weasel.
Yes. The Wild Weasel definitely would have to collect that one. Yes. D, how about you, buddy?
You like that one?
Ugh. I do. I think it's super cool. It's a freaking transformer, man. It's a mech suit and a motorcycle.
I'm a collect because I like them. I like the cartoon, but they never made it to the version I was when I was younger, so I wasn't able to collect it. But I will collect it now.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And they are being
flipped.
I don't know flip because the older versions are too expensive. I will collect the ones on Ramen Toys. The
spoilers.
Spoilers what? That's what you're gonna show?
Yeah.
Okay, well then show it.
We haven't done our reviews.
I'm finished.
Why are you so complicated, bro?
I'm not complicated. Not complicated at all. I'm finished.
I don't get emails. I get physical mails delivered to me from fans saying, why is the Toy Guru so complicated?
I am.
And why doesn't he show his handsome face?
I am not complicated.
Yes, I get that one a lot, too. Why don't you show your handsome face?
Because we're advertising, that's why.
All right. So, I think it's all positive. We all like the toys to a certain degree. Look, I see his face a little.
What? Look at that handsome guy.
What a face only a mother would love. So it's a positive. So we like the toys. What Dwayne was talking about is the new versions that are similar for copyright infringement are similar to Centurions. And that's made through Ramen Toys. They call it their 80s Commanders. And you know, for copyright purposes, we'll say there's several that look like Jackson Stone looks a lot like Frank, Jake Rockwell, Jackson Stone, get it? Jackson Stone. Oh, sorry, Jake Rockwell, Jackson Stone.
Ah, the porn star. Okay, I see it.
No, they're all. It's like Earth Stone, Rockwell. All right. Then you have Alex McKenna, which is
the air guy.
Which is the air guy. And then you also have
Max.
Max Lightyear, which is the same as Max Ray. And then this one you have an Indian. You have Jonava Tamia. So let's compare.
Oh, like Tomahawk? Maybe it's Tama?
Maybe it's a real Indian name. I don't know.
Yeah.
So let's look at Alex. And again, $100. You get the same. I want to say you get the same accessories. It looks just like the original toy. Look at that.
And it comes with a little art.
Just a little more articulate. See the back. It doesn't move around the toy. It doesn't move around like the original, but still pretty nice. And this one is 1/12 scale, so about the same size, 6 inches, 25 points articulation. Has three sets of hand parts. It has the original box. And it'll be delivering sometime in Q3, so sometime right now in this quarter. So I think it's a good price, nice detail. Then you have Jackson Stone. Look at him there. He even has a little light. He has the same chest thing. I think he looks cool. Let's see if fully loaded.
It looks like a shot, like a four-barrel shotgun in the front of his chest.
Yeah. Yeah. He has a little light so he can see better.
Is that an antenna?
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you supposed to communicate in the 80s? Cell phone?
Psst. Hello.
Hello. And then you have Max Lightyear with a better stash.
To infinity and beyond.
Yeah. And there
now,
he
was that a mechanical shark in the picture art? In the box art?
Yeah. Right here.
Yep.
Shooting fire.
Remember,
yeah. Okay.
Remember, they're fighting. They're fighting a guy who's trying to take everybody into robots.
Doc Terror made cyborg sharks.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did not know that. Okay.
It was supposed to be. It was supposed to be a toy on the second line that they didn't make.
Hmm.
So, and then you have the Apache Commander and all his glory. Not a fan of him at all. This is a terrible weapon. It's a giant crossbow to attach to his back. Not a fan.
At least if it had freaking some sort of freaking material in between where he can use it as a glider, maybe.
Maybe, yes. And then you have here, this is Hacker. So they never made I forgot. Doc Terror? They haven't made Doc Terror yet?
No, you haven't.
So, yeah. So here is the Hacker. Which he looks better here than he did at the toy.
True, but it still looks lame.
I don't know. I think he looks great. What do you think, D?
I like him.
All right. I think he looks good too. And they've actually just came out. And again, all reasonably priced. Well, this was sold out already, obviously. Yeah.
$15 extra to ship to Canada.
Then you have the land drones. So I'm assuming this can be interchanged with the Hacker.
Yes, it can.
See it right here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he's got, look, a blast effect. This is nicely detailed.
This one looks better for sure than their original.
You know? And then see it here, you get attached. So now the Hacker has a weapon attached to him. Can you not want to do this? And then they just recently came out with a new assault pack. And this is for Max Lightyear. I can't remember all his names.
It's on sale.
Yeah. This will kick any. I want to put these guys up against.
It's a Phantom Foil.
I want to put this guy against any classified figures. Look at that. It's spring-loaded. The missiles will shoot. And you can mix and match.
Yeah,
so I think Ramen Toy did really good on these.
I'm going to have to agree with you, man. They did a great job.
I think they did a great job. Like I said, if I wanted to, if it wasn't for the fact I'm already buying too much crap, I can see this happening, especially just these three. I'm not sorry, Apache.
D, how about you, buddy?
Yeah.
What?
Are you planning on buying any?
Yeah.
Are you? Okay.
Are you buying any, like one of these days, pull the trigger?
Yeah, I am.
Now, you saw the Ramen Toys, the last live that they did, right?
Yes.
Did they announce anything new besides these?
In what? In 80s Commanders?
Yeah.
No. They only did the tank and the mass lookalike.
Okay. All right, so that I don't want to get off topic from our Power Extreme Centurion.
Extreme!
Dream. You got to do the echo because it's extreme.
Well, that's why I got you, buddy.
That's why you got to do, yeah. Extreme. Okay, sorry. All right, so we all like the toys. I wish I would have had him as a child. Me too. But if you have a child trapped inside your closet, like Dwayne does, inside the closet of your heart, guys, inside the closet of your heart, you do have some options. Ramen Toys have some great similar figures that you can buy to take care of your childhood dreams of having Centurions. So all in all, it's a pretty good toy line. Mm-hmm. But that comes to the end of our episode.
Yes.
So thank you guys for joining, Frank.
Yes, and that is a wrap for today's show. And of course, from all of us at Cartoon Rewind, a huge thank you for tuning in. Remember to show us some love with a like, hit that subscribe button, and stay connected with us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever your podcast cravings will take you. And don't forget to catch us behind the scenes on Instagram and TikTok for some more cartoon magic. Until next time, stay tuned, my fellow cartoon addicts. Peace.
Peace in the Middle East.
Hey, there you go.